Three games of hoops on a Tuesday night. Playoff hoops, my favorite kind of hoops. Two okay games, one bad game. I'm kind of sensing a theme here. We'll get into it all. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, how are you?
Good.
Happy to hear. Listen, I'm killing it with my predictions, which I'm very proud of. I predicted a Thunder blowout. I predicted a Laker win. And I also predicted that it would be the type of seven-game series where no game was close. And I predicted a Pacers win, but Giannis best player in the series. Listen, I don't want to say that I'm the best, but I think I'm the best. Let's start with game of the day. I think it was Bucks-Lakers. I mean, well, the Bucks didn't play the Lakers, so that would be difficult.
I don't think they did.
I think it was Lakers-Minnesota. Luka, let's start with him. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 9 of 20 shooting, only 2 of 8 from 3, but led the Lakers with another phenomenal first quarter. Lakers outscored the Timberwolves 34-15 in the first quarter. And since then, never really trailed. I think Minnesota at one point cut it to 9. That also ironically happened to be the final score. But 9 was the closest they ever got. LeBron was great and was just good in key moments. The Timberwolves, it feels like McDaniels is going to be the factor. When he's right, they look amazing. When he's not right, they're very beatable and score 85 points. Conley stunk. Gobert, Luka was doing whatever he wanted to him. Like, whatever he wanted. And Edwards and Randle played pretty well. That's kind of my main takeaway. Also, Anthony Edwards had a really, really, really nice dunk. Like, a very nice dunk. I recommend everybody watch that. Yeah, that's a recap of this game. What are your thoughts?
Luka fell at some point. He also was very, very angry about that. They've been very...
You're saying when he was tripped?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was tripped. And the refs didn't call anything. He was mad at the refs.
Yeah.
It was a much more physical game.
It was very, very physical. Also, McDaniels, why he's kind of a X factor in the playoffs is because if he's able to contribute on offense, people have a hard time finding, I mean, in this specific series, rather, people have a hard time finding who to rotate onto him because Rui is kind of doing more center work when he's in. Like, he's kind of defending more in the middle. And that kind of leaves Reeves or whoever the other person is. So maybe Gabe Vincent when he's on the floor. And McDaniels is taller and just kind of more physically capable than both those people. So it kind of leaves extra room for him, especially when he's hitting his shots. Yeah, it's an
interesting
series.
Something else to note is the Lakers did the Tibbs thing. Dorian Finney-Smith, 38 minutes. Austin Reeves and Luka, 42. LeBron, 39. Rui, 34. And then everyone else had like 9 minutes, 7 minutes, 6 minutes. And Gabe Vincent had 19 minutes. But he's pretty much like... JJ was just like, these are my guys. I'm not doing anything different. We'll see if that changes in game 3. But
I think
that's what he did with his minutes. He played 5.5 guys.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna switch it up that much. I think that, to be honest with you, they're like, who are we gonna play? Like Jackson Hayes? You know, like they don't have much depth, unfortunately, to get into. Occasionally maybe someone, you know, maybe Dalton Connect will have a good game at some point. Who knows? But like it's not. The Timberwolves are a serious team. They're a serious team. They're a competitive team. It's going to be really hard for them to find other players to play in, which is not ideal for a first round series.
Yeah, the Mark Williams thing is really crazy because they could really use him. It's the kind of a bummer. Like, I wish they had him. It would make it like so... They would really be like a much more of a... They might be like the second best team in the West if they had him. Yeah. Okay, next. Pacers-Bucks. So this game... It looks like the Pacers, if you just look at the box score, look at what happened, it looks like the Pacers just destroyed them from the beginning. With 2 minutes and 6 seconds left, this was a two-point game. The Bucks were very much in it, but Nembhard hit a big three. Siakam and Haliburton were pretty clutch at the end, and they ended up coming up with the win. Yeah, I do want, before I move on to the Bucks, you got to give more props to Haliburton and Siakam. Both had double-doubles. Haliburton, 21 and 12, 8 of 19 shooting, but just was phenomenal, like distributing. And Siakam, 24, 11, 8 of 16 shooting. Those two guys really held it together for the Pacers. And Giannis, which is like, he 34 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists, 14 of 20 shooting. He's actually been if you go through every team's two games, he's been the best player in the playoffs. If you just go by individual statistics, he's had the best stats of anybody this playoffs. It's not even close, honestly, even Jokic. And SGA has been playing more of a team game. We'll get into his stats like in a minute. But it's been, like, Giannis has been the best player this playoffs. I don't think it's close. And I do think that, like, this coming back to Milwaukee, like, they have a chance. Not, I don't, really hard to win this series, but they could win a game or two and maybe even three.
Yeah. Yeah, he deserves better. It's interesting in regards to the matchup. Like, there's kind of no way that you can properly guard Giannis. Whereas with Jokic, right, like, the Clippers just run a more comprehensive defense. I think that's what's hindering him. Again, Giannis kind of have nobody else on his team. Dame Lillard was like, he was like getting back into it out there. He took time to get his legs underneath him.
Listen, yeah, he's not like he was rushed back. Like, he needs a minute.
All right. The Pacers also were playing some good defense. Like, Andrew Nembhard is he's a very good player. He's a very good defensive player. He also deserves his props. But
close listeners of the podcast will know that you love Nembhard.
I'm a very big Nembhard guy, 100%. 100%. He's great. He's just great.
You love Nembhard.
Because I like high IQ guys. It doesn't always show up in the box score, you know, but he's a very good basketball player.
I actually think he played a really good game, and I purposely did not give him props when I gave Haliburton and Siakam props to test you to see if you'd like come back and be like, wait, Nembhard's amazing. And you did. So I'm very proud of that.
Another prediction. The other thing I wanted to say was, speaking of physicality, this game was rough, very scrappy. They really got into each other. It was like really, really, I just didn't expect it. I didn't realize that this series had so much beef. But apparently from last year when Haliburton did the Dame Time celebration, that's when it kind of all fell apart. Mm-hmm. But it was very intense, like very physical. They had to get separated, I think, like twice. Like, we'll see. It's also in Indiana. That's the other thing that I'm trying to remind myself. Like, I'm not saying that they're going to win. I mean, sorry, the Bucks are going to win. But it happens oftentimes in series that when you're home, it's very possible that you go up 2-0. So,
series doesn't start till game three. Everyone knows that. Great line by Haliburton, just because it made me think. Talking about Siakam, he's been a steady presence for us all year. So glad he's on our team. I think he could be the most underrated player in the NBA, to be honest. I think what he does on a nightly basis is amazing. So consistent, so steady. I would have to agree with him because at least for myself personally, I underrate Siakam. Like, when I think of players, Siakam does not come to mind. I did not even consider him for like all NBA. I did not even consider him as like a... I don't consider him a top 20 guy in the league. I'm not sure he is, but I do agree that he is underrated. I don't rate him enough.
You know what? I think, to be honest with you, like, he was an all-star this year. When he got named to all-star, I was like, that's right. Like, I like finding guys who are kind of like, who are kind of outside the spotlight. When he was named an all-star, I thought that was exactly correct. He had great averages, or he had very solid averages on really solid percentages. And he averaged something like, I think like 21-8. And four or something, maybe a block and a steal. He's a very underrated player. And not only that, he's just consistent. He's very consistent and he doesn't complain either. Like, he's just a hard worker and it's been that way for forever. But he, like, remember when Siakam used to like spin and that was everybody's like bit about Siakam is that he would do a spin move? He's really developed his game. He can shoot the three now. He's like very, very good player.
Yeah. One last thing to note about this game. It was, you know, like the Knicks and Lakers game have all these stars. Like, for the Knicks, you have Ben Stiller, Sting, Spike Lee, like all these like really cool stars. And LA has, you know, Jack Nicholson, like whatever. Everyone's got their stars. Can I list you the stars at the Indiana? It's like the legends of Indianapolis. Okay, you ready? Kalen Clark, huge. She's a big Fever fan. Reggie Wayne, Super Bowl winner. Indianapolis 500 champion Marcus Erickson and former Pacers legend Lance Stephenson. These are the top four celebs at the Pacers game. It's just so funny, like, how some of these games have like giant stars, but like these small markets, like these like Pacers, like, we're laughing, but like Pacers fans love Lance Stephenson more than New Yorkers love Ben Stiller. But like Lance Stephenson is their guy. He blew on LeBron James, but I just find these things so funny.
I also loved, I was watching part of the game and they were like, this guy drives for the Indy 500. And everyone was like, you know, applauding. And they're like, and this guy drives for the Indy 500. Like, yeah, that's the crowd that you draw. Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Okay. Next and last game of the day. OKC beats Memphis 118-92. I woke up in the middle of the night, saw the score, and I'm like, nah, I don't need to watch this game, and went back to sleep. This is one of the most sure sweeps I've ever seen. I think Ja said after the game, I really think we could win one. That's tough.
That's what you're shooting for.
They're just a very strong follow-up to the 131-80 win. They started on a 9-0 run, held Memphis scoreless for the first 3.5 minutes. The Grizzlies missed their first 10 shots. 32-17 at the end of the first quarter. The Thunder have not trailed since the first minute of the first game this series. SGA said, we never underestimate our opponent no matter what. Obviously, they're a very good team. They wouldn't be here if they won't. I'm going to disagree with you, SGA. They are not a very good team. You should beat them, but they're not
a very
good team.
It's a nice thing to say.
It is a nice thing to say. SGA finished with 27 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, him 29 shooting. They don't need more from him, though. The team doesn't need him. Jalen Williams is playing well. This is almost like a clear case of why Jokic should be MVP. Is because I feel like if you bench SGA, like Thunder are up 2-0 and maybe the games aren't as close. You bench Jokic and we're talking about the Clippers the way we're talking about the Thunder right now.
Yeah.
I think that is like a great case for MVP.
Yeah. It's so crazy because first off, through the first two games, I think Jalen Williams has been the notable player, like the MVP of this series specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because I don't know to tell you that I've been watching these games. I don't know to tell you that the Grizzlies' defense has been so insane against SGA compared to other teams that have played them this season. He just hasn't played so well the first two games. I mean, he still had 27 points, but it was on 34% shooting. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm ignoring that.
No, it's not to say that I think that he's going to struggle throughout the playoffs or whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's just weird. It's a weird situation.
It's not weird. I don't think it's weird. Because it's, you don't, there's a different, when you ever play pickup, you play pickup basketball or no? If your team's up 10-0 and your best player misses 5 shots in a row, you're not like, this is an off game for us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's just a different energy when you don't need to score. When you're the best player and your team's up 20, it's not like it's just different.
Right. I think this is, to be fair, I think this is their version of like the Celtics thing of having, you know, being like, here you go, Peyton Pritchard, here's the ball, go score 20.
Yeah, it's almost like he wants to get his team. Like, this is a great, it's great for the Thunder that it's Jalen Williams right now.
All
right. He's getting some moments to shine. Like, yeah. They're going to need him when the Clippers shut down SGA for real. And then they say, Jalen Williams, do what you got
to
do.
What's interesting to me also is the fact that I think that there's no clear... With the Celtics, there's like much more meteoric stars that you talk about. I mean, whatever. But I'm saying Jalen Brown, for example. That time I remember it was Jalen Brown, not Jalen Green. Jalen Brown, for example, right? Like whenever you're not talking about Tatum, you're going to, a number 2, a number 3, whatever. With the Thunder, you're like, it could kind of be any of these guys. Like, sometimes Dort hits, like, 7 threes, you know? Sometimes Isaiah Hartenstein has a crazy game. Like, it isn't as clear-cut who the number 2 is because they play such good team basketball. And it's very impressive. It's impressive to watch. It really is, like, a very good example of team basketball. I wonder how long until we start calling Mark Diagno, Coach D, how they do with Coach K, because people have like a hard time pronouncing his name, even on the broadcast. It's
great take to end this podcast. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing, for coming up with Coach D, so that we who struggle pronouncing his last name don't have to struggle anymore. And I want to thank you for listening.